You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. It is a Friday with Jimmy B and Trent. And we say hello to you right here on the Big Talker 1700. A great show lined up for you today. Coming up roughly in about 15 minutes from right now, the longtime voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters, will be our guest. That's John Walters coming up at 4:20. At 4:40, Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports will get Lee's big picks for the upcoming college and pro football weekends. And Trent and Wolfgang throw it down at about 5:10 or so. Trent, it is Friday, pal. How you holding up after last night?
It was a long night. I'm tired. I am.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit drained here after the performance that we saw out of the Cubs holding on for the victory. That was an emotionally draining game. I can't even imagine being a Cubs fan today, and I couldn't go to bed afterwards. I was still cranked up, so I'm a little tired today, Jimmy B. I need to get the caffeine rolling, I think, again, because I still got a long night in front of me. I won't be off the air. You got 2 hours. I won't be off the air until 11 o'clock tonight.
That's right, because as soon as we get done, you get out of here, and you've got a big monster high school football game tonight, right?
Yeah, it'll be a district championship on the line and a playoff berth as Johnston makes their way over to Waukee to take on the Warriors. So that's on the docket tonight. Looking forward to what has a chance to be a very entertaining game. Couple of good quarterbacks that both can throw it and run it. Mitch Randall, the young sophomore from Waukee, he continues to improve as the year goes on. Physical kid as well, and Andrew Nord on the other side for the Dragons. So should be a good one tonight, 7 o'clock. Things will get started, and then we'll wrap things up until 11 o'clock with the Hartung and Schrader Scoreboard Show with scores across the state of Iowa.
There you go. It's a great day right now and a great night. Just to lock and load right here on the Big Talker 1700. All right, quickly to the baseball because we have the American League tonight as the Astros and Yankees will play game one. But quickly back to last night's contest. Trent, I don't think I've ever seen an inning like what we witnessed for the Washington Nationals. I just can't believe what I was watching with the catcher interference, the guy getting picked off at first base. I mean, it just went on and on and on, and it just unraveled in front of everybody.
Yeah, what a performance and what a game. And, you know, it wasn't a well-played game. It's not one that you're going to be sitting and talking about because of seeing a big three-run homer or an incredible pitching performance. But it was so odd. It was so weird. It was so different than what we normally see. And Jimmy B, for me, that's why I love baseball. It's games like that. We all love to see the homer. You know, chicks dig the long ball and all that garbage. But
yep.
In reality, it's the weirdness of baseball that I gravitate to, that makes me love the sport so much. You'll look back at that game and just all the crazy things that happen, you never know what you're going to see. Baseball, there's something different every single night. That's why I believe it's important to watch night in and night out. You, on the other hand, like to jump in a little bit later. But in the end, you miss those small things that happen in a performance like that. What a baseball game it was. Nuts. Absolutely nuts. Catcher interference, missed calls, and into
yep.
replay, Jimmy B. So
okay.
as Contreras makes the throw up to first base, guy gets back to the bag. He's safe, but his foot comes off for a millisecond. And this is what I continue to struggle with. I like replay. I like getting things right. But that's not the spirit of the rule. The rule was not put into place to find out if his foot came off, you know, the bag for a millisecond and then he's out. That's not why the rule is there. I guess I want to have it both ways. I want it to be there, and in case there's a bang-bang play, you want to get it right. To get that right, but for something like that, I don't like replay when I see it instituted in that fashion.
Yeah, I'm with you on from that aspect, but the rule is the rule. If you're not on the bag and you get tagged, you're out. So what they did is absolutely correct. I understand where you're going for. And when he slid back in, he was definitely safe, but the foot did come off the bag for that split second, and the glove was still applied to his thigh area of his leg. And so when they went back and looked at it, he was out. And that was just absolutely crushing for the Washington Nationals. And then the catcher interference play. I just couldn't believe what was going on here. And Scherzer, you got to remember, all of this is going on with two outs. So, and Scherzer getting roughed up like that after he had two outs, it was nuts. I mean, an absolutely crazy game. To have Washington come back and be in that position and only be one run down, you just thought that it was going to be like a miracle, and the Nationals were going to find a way to win it in the ninth inning, and then it didn't happen, Trent.
You have Bryce Harper up. You have the guy that you want in that spot, Jimmy B., and he can't get it done. You know, that's baseball. People get annoyed with the "that's football" from Kirk Ferentz, but it's the same thing. That's what happens in baseball. That's what you get. And what a game. Now looking forward to the NLCS. Game one, it almost appears that maybe the best course of action for the Cubs in this spot is just punt almost game one. Say, all right, we'll give the ball to Lackey, but they're so depleted. You know, they had the issue today trying to get their way to Los Angeles, would turn out to be just a long, long affair as they were stuck in Albuquerque. You know, you never want to punt a baseball game, but doesn't it make sense? Hey, you're going up against Kershaw. You know it is a long, long road as is. We'll give Lackey a shot, see how he goes, but if it doesn't, we're not going to blow out our bullpen for game one. Mm-hmm. We know we're kind of climbing uphill on this one.
I think if the Dodgers get out and they're up three or four runs by the fourth or fifth inning, I have a feeling that you're going to kind of maybe see that because they just might have to let that one go. On the other hand, if Lackey keeps them in the game until you get to the sixth, now you have to make that decision, Trent. Let's say it's a 4-2 game in the sixth inning, and you still have your big hitters coming up, and you start to get some things going on. Now you got to make a decision. Are you going to try to go to the pen and make it competitive as hell down the stretch? Or, as you indicated, do you punt? That'll be a big call if that's the case then for Joe Maddon.
Yeah, what do you do in that spot? It's going to be one that I'm sure that'll be dissected and looked at. And how good of a shot do you give the Cubs here? The Dodgers were the best team in baseball through the first 120. From 130 far and away. And then they went through that lull, but now they've come back. They dispatched the Diamondbacks very easily. You know, the betting odds right now are just about minus 200 on the Dodgers to win the series, a huge price. Do you give them a realistic shot of the Cubs here? Do you think it feels inevitable and it's going to be the way of the Dodgers?
I give them a shot. You have to. They're the defending champions.
Well, a shot, you know, sure. Everybody has a shot.
Shot, yeah. But I mean, the Dodgers are favored here. I mean, you know, you gotta beat the champ. And so now the Dodgers are going to have that opportunity. Look, they have failed in past opportunities to get there and make it happen. You always say, it's baseball. Strange things happen. Man, we witnessed the strangest of strange just in last night's game. Mm-hmm. Does that mean something like that could take place again? I don't think so, but you never know. So, yeah, I'm not going to say it's 50-50, but I'll say it's 60-40. Dodgers 60, Cubs 40. Yeah, you can't quit on the defending champs. You just can't.
Wow, 60-40. That's a tick higher than I have this one.
Okay.
It is, yeah, the champion. They've done it before. And
yes.
Looking forward to it. Going to be fun. What do you got, Yankees and Astros, Jimmy B?
You know, God, the Astros are really good. And the Yankees are like playing on house money. They really are. They have walked in. They weren't even supposed to be a playoff team this year. They are way ahead in their rebuild. And now people are looking at them thinking, oh, my God, they could go to the World Series with this team. The Astros would be favored in this series, but I don't know. They both have rest. So I'm going to take the upset, and I'll take the Yankees to eliminate Houston.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jimmy B going to go with that one. Very interesting.
Well, I would love to see a Yankee Dodgers World Series or a Yankees Cubs. All right. I just because it would be great for baseball, because Yankee haters would definitely watch because they want the Yankees to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And then fans of the Yankees, and there are millions of them, would tune in because obviously they want to see their team win. And the baseball gods need a power-packed matchup in order to draw eyes to TV sets. And I just think that if it were Dodgers or Cubs against the Yankees, I just think the ratings would skyrocket tremendously to help Major League Baseball.
So you're all about helping baseball. That you're such a nice guy.
Well, I'm a magnanimous sort of person. Yes, I feel badly for baseball. I do.
Well, we get some college football over the weekend. Of course, the Hawkeyes on a bye this week, but it'll be the Cyclones 11 o'clock against Kansas. What a weird week this has been, Jimmy B. It's been, you know, it's so important, Iowa State here in this market, and it's what drives our show, and that's what we talk about first and foremost. But with Iowa being off and then the week that Iowa State has and all the national accolades, and we've seen them pull upsets before, but you got everybody there. You got game day in town. You got all these big features mm-hmm. that are happening. It's been such a different week than what you're used to with Iowa State, and you wonder how they're going to react.
Well, as I said the other day, they better come out and play similar to the way they played at Oklahoma, because they're not good enough to just get off the bus and go beat Kansas. I mean, Kansas is going to come in. They're going to run the ball like you and I talked about earlier this week. They've got some offensive players. They really do. Their defense is really offensive from that standpoint. They can't stop anybody. But that doesn't mean that Iowa State's going to have Montgomery run for 225 yards and that Kyle Kemp is going to throw for 300 yards again. I mean, it's all possible, but I just can't see that. Iowa State wins this game. I don't think there's any question about that. Trent, I think they win it comfortably. I think they win by 20, and it looks like a blowout, and it should be. But I just don't see Iowa State like putting up 60, like 60-10, something like that.
Right, right. I got you. Well, we're going to talk about that game. Coming up on the other side, the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. He'll be by to kick things off. Lee Sterling going to be by at 440, Jimmy B. And Lee Sterling just continues to pile on the winning weeks.
He's had some unbelievable numbers, Trent, and we'll talk to Lee about that. He's coming up at about 4:40. John Walters on the way, everybody. We're just getting started. We roll all the way until 6 right here on the Big Talker, 1700.
1700 KBGG brings you Westwood One coverage of the NFL all season long through the Super Bowl.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Well, Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Food Dudes Delivery offers commercial and residential delivery service along with the option to pre-order. Our delivery rate is always a flat fee, so whether you're ordering $15 for yourself or $300 for a party, it's going to be the same flat fee. We deliver all throughout the metro area, always keeping your food hot and fresh. Food Dudes Delivery has a vast range of food options for you to choose from. So place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Sponsored by JCPenney. It's the mystery sale. Friday through Sunday, save an extra 50, 40, or 30% off regular sale and clearance prices. JCPenney.
Hi, this is Craig Hodson, Vice President and Market Manager of Cumulus Media Des Moines. Cumulus is a proud supporter of the Des Moines East and South Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber promotes economic development to strengthen their members' businesses and enhance the quality of life in Des Moines. Please join me in welcoming and supporting these new members.
East Des Moines Body Shop, Keshat Warren Family Law, Bankers Trust Company, Downtown Branch, IEBT Sports, Junk King Des Moines, ArcVeo, Angry Goldfish Pub and Eatery, Big Al's Barbecue Southside, Conant Services Heating and Cooling, Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, Ingersoll and Army Post, Pet Supplies Plus, Trixie's Aveda Salon Altoona, and Sam and Gabe's at The Lion in Urbandale.
The Des Moines East and South Chamber of Commerce and Cumulus Media wish to thank these new members. Learn more about the Des Moines East and South Chamber of Commerce online at dsmeastsouthchamber.org.
When you choose Ankeny Towing for your 24-hour towing and roadside assistance needs, you'll get the fast service you need from their courteous and reliable team. From towing for cars and motorcycles to accident recovery, jump starts, lockouts, fuel delivery, tire changes, and more, you'll get superior service from Ankeny Towing. Ankeny Towing is the preferred towing provider for most insurance companies, and they're on call 24/7. Program 515-964-9816 into your phone now for Ankeny Towing. That's 515-964-9816. Ankeny Towing, your reliable towing.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
It's football season, and that means it is time to find your spot for all the big games. Trent Cotton here for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. 48 big screen TVs, all the games on college Saturdays, and the NFL on Sundays. Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. But it's not just about having all the great games on. You need more than that. You need great food. Draft House 50 has just that. Huge burgers. My favorite, the pizza burger. Ground beef, Italian sausage, mozzarella cheese, little marinara, and pepperoni. Big burgers, great sandwiches, pizza. If you want to go with the lighter fare, they got salads and appetizers for you as well. And you can't forget about the beer. It's in the name, Draft House 50. Local beers on tap, microbrews, whatever you're in the mood for, make it Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. Your football headquarters, Draft House 50, 6240 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. I'll see you there.
It's time for your daily dose of Cyclone coverage on 1700 KBGG.
Welcome back in, everybody. Jimmy B and Trent, we roll all the way until 6 o'clock this evening. It's always a good time when we get a chance to have a conversation with John Walters, longtime voice of Iowa State, on the show. He's on the Draft House 50 hotline. John, good afternoon to you, pal.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. Have you recovered from last Saturday so that you're ready to go tomorrow? Have the throat lozenges, the tea, the honey, all of that got you back in good shape, kid?
I think I've rallied pretty well. I'm going to be all right. So, that's, you know, certainly for this football team, the focus is trying to not live in the past and live in the moment and try to figure out a way to get this win tomorrow. And so it's an important game, you know. I mean, to get to 4-2 and 2-1 in the conference would be terrific, and nobody's going to just come and hand it to you on a silver platter, so you better be ready to play, and I think the guys are excited about that.
Well, John, before we look forward, we got to take a look back at last weekend in Oklahoma, and we tried to catch up before the game. You were traveling at the time. I told you to bring back a victory. Thanks for listening to me.
I do whatever I can.
So your name is out there. Your voice is out there. Hear you all over the place. You know, every national update has a call from John Walters, and you're on ESPN. And, it, you know, it was put out there. I saw a Brent Bloom had a video of you making the final call as the seconds were ticking away. Take us inside that moment as the upset, it's unfolding in front of you. But when the reality hit, Iowa State's going to beat Oklahoma.
Well, it's a pretty special moment when you realize it's actually going to happen, you know, because you're holding your breath the whole time. And there was no question that Iowa State had played well enough to win and had put themselves in a great position to win. But until that, you know, final incompletion happened, you really don't take a breath, you know. And it was a great feeling. You know, it's the same as going into Allen Fieldhouse and winning. That's the toughest place to play in the Big 12 for opposing football teams, especially Iowa State through the years, the struggles they've had in Norman. To go in there and get a win was just really, really cool. And these guys have kind of a flair for the dramatic sometimes when they do that. I mean, I think Kansas had about a 54-game home court winning streak in basketball. So to get one in Allen Fieldhouse and one in Norman in football in the same year, same calendar year, was really pretty cool. And you celebrate and you're really happy just for the seniors. You know, I think that's the biggest thing for Eric and myself and Brent and all the guys, Brent, Ben for sure. You're just happy for that group of seniors with all they've been through, they've endured, to have that opportunity to have that kind of a celebration and that kind of a moment probably makes it all feel worthwhile, you know. And I talked to Joel's parents, Dana and Lisa, the next day, and they were still on cloud nine, too, after driving back. And, it's just really a cool feeling to see those guys rewarded like that and to have them play such big roles. I mean, when you start thinking about the guys that play huge roles in that win, there's a lot of them, but Joel Lanning certainly had a tremendous game. Alan Lazard was absolutely fabulous. Jake Campos did a tremendous job. J.D. Wagner, you start thinking about those guys that have been around for 5 years and all they've put up with and gone through, and for them to play well on that stage is really cool. And, of course, the senior I haven't even mentioned is Kyle Kemp, but just really fun, really neat experience and just cool to be a part of. And when you get on that plane to go home, it's a real positive vibe.
I bet it was, John. I bet it was party central. Okay, so now practice is taking place this week. And isn't it funny, because when I was listening to you in your opening dialogue there talking about how important Saturday's game, you're playing Kansas, and how important this game is. But you're absolutely right, John. They cannot, like, pee down their leg. They have to come out. They're not a good enough team just to get off the bus and go through the motions and win. Once again, Iowa State, and you're correct, is going to have to show up and put it on the Jayhawks.
Yeah, and you never know with a crazy game like football, with the way the ball's shaped and the way the weather's supposed to be tomorrow, what could happen.
Right.
You know, I mean, one thing about these two teams, if you look at them statistically, there aren't a ton of differences in terms of yardage and things like that. Where it really hits you and hits you right over the head is the difference in points off turnovers. Iowa State is plus 19 points on turnovers over the course of the season, and Kansas, I think, is minus 56. So there's a 75-point difference in 5 games between these two teams as to what's happened to them regarding turnovers. And it just goes to show that, you know, Iowa State's been good in that area. They haven't fumbled the football all season. They have not lost a fumble. They're one of 5 teams in the country that can make that claim. It's going to be really important for them tomorrow to hang on to that thing. It's going to be hard to hang on to the ball tomorrow, but they practiced in those conditions. And, you know, crazy things happen every week in college football. And, Jim, as you know, I mean, if you're Iowa State going into Oklahoma last week, what was everybody telling you? Everybody was saying you have no chance to win that football game, especially once they learned that Jacob Park was out, okay?
Yeah.
That rallies guys. That brings guys together. And I'm sure Kansas being told the same thing this week, that they don't have a chance. And I'm sure they're going to come in here jacked up about the opportunity to beat the team that beat the top team in the conference. So, I mean, you don't have to look too far around college football to see great upsets every week. And for Iowa State to think they've arrived and that they you know, don't have to come out and execute and play well tomorrow would be nuts. So I credit Coach Campbell because I think he and his staff did a great job, even before we left Norman, of really getting those guys grounded, of explaining to them, don't let this be the pinnacle of your season. And he's starting to hammer that message home. And some of these distractions you can't avoid. I mean, ESPN comes in the other day. They follow Joel Lanning all the way around campus all day. That's great. Joel deserves that. The great thing about Joel Lanning is he's not going to let that go to his head. He's not the type of personality that's going to get caught up in that. In fact, when they told him that they were coming to do this, he goes, why would they want to do that? I only have one class. There's like 10 people in there, you know. It's not that interesting. He's already graduated. You know, it's like, my life's kind of boring, you know. And so, you know, typical Joel to not oversell what he's all about. And so it's cool. I mean, these guys deserve all the accolades they're getting, but at the same time, they have to understand that there's some business to take care of, and 7 big opportunities left on the schedule to really do something special with it.
John Walters, the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, with us on the Draft House 50 hotline. John, when you've taken a look at this Kansas team, a lot of people felt maybe another step forward out of David Beatty's group this season hasn't quite matured in that direction. Still, they've had moments. They can move the football. Defensively, they got some issues. What concerns you most when you look at the Jayhawk side of things?
Well, I just think that the what I mentioned earlier, the turnover margin has been such a lopsided thing against Kansas. I mean, it's you know, points off turnover 65-9 against Kansas, and so you know, some of that's just luck, and you hope that that luck doesn't change tomorrow, and all of a sudden they're +3 in turnover margin and knocking on the door of an upset. And they do have some talent. You know, I think that's the thing that you look at their running back, Khalil Herbert. If he's healthy, he's had a little hamstring issue, but he had, you know, 291 rushing yards against West Virginia. The guy can play. He's a good player. The quarterback, Peyton Bender, has had some very good games. And they're averaging 458 yards a game of total offense, so it's not like they can't move the ball, as you mentioned. And then defensively, they do have a good front four. They've struggled in the secondary. They're really young there, and I think that's where they've probably been hurt the most. But when you look at Daniel Wise and Durant Armstrong was the preseason Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year, and Wise might be even having a better season than he is. Those two guys could play for anybody in the conference, no question. And so there's some talent there, but I do think Iowa State's probably a better football team at this point. They just have to go play like it and execute and do some of the things they've been doing. You know, if they execute at a level like they did against Oklahoma, they should win the game handily, but that's going to be hard to match because they executed at an extremely high level for 4 quarters against Oklahoma.
John, do you know the weather forecast for game time with kick at 11 o'clock? Have you researched that yet?
Yeah, it's, every time I look, it just seems, you know, wet as can be. So I don't know if it's just going to be a steady downpour, Jim, but it sure sounds like we're certainly going to get some rain. I think the field's going to be wet. The ball's going to be wet.
Okay.
They did practice with those conditions some this week. So, you know, it's going to hurt the attendance, no doubt. I mean, I don't know about tickets sold, but the actual number of people there is going to be down probably considerably from what it would be, but I hope people still come out. I would love to see a big crowd for this group of guys who just pulled off this great win. And it's going to be a factor. There's no question the weather is going to be a factor in tomorrow's game from everything I'm seeing.
John, you know, you've called a lot of big upsets. You talked about some of the basketball ones, but football only, I know the latest is always the greatest with a lot of people. Where does this one rank for you?
You know, Trent, I almost have to put it at the top just because as big as the Oklahoma State game was and the implications of what happened with that game on a Friday night, only game in town type of situation where everybody saw Iowa State football, the reality is, and I'm not saying Iowa State got lucky to win that football game, but they did get 5 turnovers in that game, okay? When they went into Lincoln, Nebraska and won 9-7, with Jerome Tiller making his first start at quarterback, they had an 8-0 advantage in turnovers. There was some, you know, they again deserved to win that football game, played better than Nebraska, but let's face it, 8-0 turnovers. This one felt completely different, you know, because you had a 1 turnover game And it was a big one. Certainly Joel Lanning's fumble recovery was a very big deal in that football game. It kept Oklahoma from finishing a drive, and then Iowa State took the ball 96 yards down the field and scored. So it really was a turning point in the game. But really, for the most part, Iowa State just outplayed Oklahoma. They just outplayed the number three team in the country on their home field. And for those guys in that locker room to know that they can do that, I think has huge implications going forward for the rest of the season. They should have a real shot in the arm with their confidence. Not that they weren't a confident football team to begin with, but I think when you throw in the Kyle Kemp factor and the way people just kind of dismissed Iowa's chances when they knew that Jacob Park wasn't going to be playing, I think it's sometimes dangerous to assume that just because a guy hasn't played, that doesn't mean he's not good. And Kyle has really earned the trust of the coaches. They believe strongly in him. He was the scout team player of the year a year ago, so he was contributing to winning, even if he wasn't getting on the field. And he was a Power 5 scholarship guy. He was a top 100 recruit coming out of high school in Massillon to go to Oregon State. So it's not like he didn't have talent. But here is a guy who has prepared himself every single week for this opportunity, not knowing if it would ever come. And then it came, and on the biggest of stages, he went out there and performed like he did. It's a tremendous story. And I think that's what makes this one even more special. And you look at, you know, three great wins that Iowa State has had, and there's been many more in its history. But when I think of the three that seemed maybe the most unlikely, when I was driving over to Lincoln, Nebraska that day, and I found out Austin Arnott and Alexander Robinson were going to play, and it was going to be freshman Jerome Tiller and freshman Jeremiah Schwartz making their first starts, I thought, all right, I felt good about this game. I don't necessarily feel good about it anymore. And Iowa State went out and won. You look at the Marv Seiler game against Nebraska. I mean, here's a fifth-year senior, safe circumstance, fifth-year senior making his first start against a top-five team. Unbelievable Cyclone win, and Marv Seiler played a great game. And then throw this one in with what happened with Kyle Kemp. So sometimes the strangest things happen when you expect them to lead, you know, you least expect it to happen. And that's what makes college football so great. And it's also why Iowa State should be on upset alert tomorrow and be ready to go.
John, we'll let you go on this then, and you referenced Jacob Park. What's the latest on him? Is he around the team? And if so, how is all that going?
You know, I'm not sure of details, Jim. I do know nothing's changed in his status. You know, I fully expect Kyle Kemp to be under center for the first snap tomorrow and Joel Lanning to play some quarterback just as they did a week ago. But we'll see where it goes from here and down the line. But right now, nothing's changed.
Good stuff. Hey, John, always great catching up with you, talking Cyclones, the big win, and got to get this one against Kansas. A bowl berth very well could hang in the balance. John, looking forward to the call. We'll be listening tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock with the pregame show. How early are you guys getting started?
We actually start at 9 with our game day show with Rich Bellingham and John Quinn, and then about 10 or so, Eric and I come on and interview Matt Campbell, and off we go. Play some football with another 11 a.m. kick. So rise and shine, and let's get after it.
Always good to hear Richie out there at the pregame show. And, boy, I love Coach Fentley's the only one that gets away with calling him, though, Richie. Is that right?
That's pretty much correct. I think I might have slipped out. I might have said it once or twice. But, Coach Fentley earned that right.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time today, John.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
John Walters, the voice of Iowa State, with us here on Jimmy B and TC. Jim, we need a break, and we're going to get some winners from our man Lee Sterling next. We need all the help we can get. Well, I need all the help I can get. You continue your incredible pace, 19-10-1 against the number this year, Jimmy B.
Not bad for the old man of this program. I'm hanging in there, Trent, but near the end of the show today, once again, we will have to make our selection. So we will find out if indeed I can continue that winning or if I go right in the dumpster and everybody loses.
I'm waiting
at
for
any
that.
Rate, I know you are. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, is on the way here on the Big Talker 1700.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Sponsored by Taco Bell. Introducing Taco Bell's new crispy chicken quesadilla. Boldly seasoned crispy chicken inside a cheesy quesadilla. It's a deliciously unexpected pairing.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
What's on the menu at your home tonight?
Overcooked pork chop!
Uh-oh, your fear of undercooked pork caused you to sizzle that meat a little too long.
Overcooked pork chop!
Wow, you just made a boneless pork chop dry as a bone. You'll need a sharp knife for that.
Overcooked pork chop!
That meal will always be there. But Taco Bell's new crispy chicken quesadilla is only here for a limited time. Crispy chicken and melty cheese together in a warm tortilla. At participating locations.
1700 KBGG is your home for high school football. Join me, Trent Condon, each and every Friday night starting at 7 o'clock for the Central Iowa Game of the Week. After the game, keep it locked on 1700 KBGG for the Hartung and Schrader Scoreboard Show. We'll take you up until 11 o'clock with scores from across the state of Iowa. Your home for high school sports, 1700 KBGG. Friday night, the district championship on the line. Waukee hosting Johnston on 1700 KBGG.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-through options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock, and always on Friday, we get a chance to have a conversation with Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports, and he's been on fire as well. Lee, good afternoon to you, pal. How are you?
Oh, doing great. How do you complain when you won seven straight weeks?
You I don't. Was just going to say.
I'll tell you, as a guy that hasn't won in seven straight weeks, you don't complain about it at all, Lee. I just need to follow Lee Sterling. I'd be in a lot better shape right now here on October 13th.
Well, usually the wife, when I play basketball or work, she doesn't ask much anymore. Been married 24 years. She looked at me last week, and she knew I had another good week. She goes, "How are you, pro?" And I'm like, "Wow, getting a little respect around here finally."
So. Well, you have done well, kid. You really have. Let's start first, then, with this Big Ten matchup. Wisconsin and Purdue. Purdue, the surprise team right now of the Big Ten. But you got Whiskey at minus 16. Give us the breakdown.
Well, you know, Purdue making great strides here under Jeff Brom. But they've really only played one decent team. You know, people thought after playing Louisville, that was a true test. But Louisville, you know, is more of a pretender than a contender this year. Michigan, in that game, they only had 9 first downs, 189 total yards. They're going to be taken seriously because they're 3-2. And, I mean, Wisconsin, they are a potential Final Four contender here. And they have a cupcake schedule. After this, they only play Maryland, Illinois, and Indiana on deck, and then later in the year, Iowa and Michigan. So this is a team that can run the table. They're going to run the football with Jonathan Taylor. True freshman has 767 rushing yards already and 9 touchdowns. And if you watched the game last week closely, Purdue's defensive line really did not have anything in the third and the fourth quarter left. I think the dam has burst open here on this defense. I like Wisconsin 45-20.
Big win for Bucky Badger in that one. And, well, the people around here, the Hawkeye fans, as you can imagine, Lee, hope that Purdue can pull an upset because that schedule is incredibly easy for the Badgers before Iowa and Michigan come to town in November. We go to the Big 12 next. TCU, danger spot. They make their way to Manhattan. Early kickoff, K-State. They should have gone for 2 in overtime, but that's that conversation aside, Lee, who do you got with the Horned Frogs and the Wildcats early on Saturday?
Yeah, and this TCU team, you know, we talk all about these formations and great skill players. It still comes down to blocking and tackling. In TCU, at least 170 rushing yards all 5 games this year on offense. Their defense, number 15 rush defense in the land, allowing just 3 yards a carry. Problem for Kansas State here, Jesse Ertz has got a knee injury. Looks like he's going to try to give it a go, but he is not 100%. You know, if he's not right, this team is just not the same here. And TCU also looking for revenge. Last year they lost 30-6 in their last game of the regular season to this Kansas State team, so they'll be motivated here. I think TCU stays unbeaten and covers 31-21.
Okay, Oklahoma, and we know what took place last week where a 30-point dog went in and won against the Sooners in Iowa State. Now it's the Red River rivalry, and Oklahoma is the wounded dog. Texas has improved, so this is minus 8 now. Sooners, where are you on the big shootout?
I'll tell you this much, Baker Mayfield, I'm not sure what he's looking to accomplish here when you bash a true freshman quarterback doing a pretty darn good job for Texas, but he's certainly given Texas a ton of billboard material. Their defense also allowed Baylor and Iowa State to run up and down the field on them and score pretty much at will, and this is where Tom Herman does his best work. You know, he's already beaten Oklahoma last year when he was at Houston. He's 6-0 against the spread as an underdog as a head coach. And their defense, since that Maryland game, they're giving up just 2.3 yards per carry here. Baker Mayfield, he's now the villain, not the hero. Wrong team's favorite. Texas knocks off OU at the Red River Shootout,
36-34. You are absolutely right on that, yep. Lee. Texas, Oklahoma, looking forward to it. Here in our home state, up in Ames, the Cyclones, a big favorite against Kansas. That line continues to move, now over a 3-touchdown favorite against Kansas. Jayhawks can move the football a little bit. They're atrocious defensively. Rain might be a factor in this one. Laying the big number, where are you going, Cyclones and Jayhawks?
Well, yeah, with rain being a factor, you know, this is a game here. The line probably should be 14 to 15 points, not 22 or 23 points. Iowa State only won last year, 31-24. Looks like Jacob Park won't be back for a while here. Lost in the upset last week of Oklahoma. Iowa State's defense still gave up 500-plus yards. The players probably still celebrating till Wednesday or Thursday, and everyone's patting themselves on the back. You know, when you watch film of Kansas, can't be too impressed. But, you know, the Kansas kids, the best thing about losing 65-19, you say, okay, we lost, and you move on. So Kansas has lost 42 straight true road games here. I think they're going to keep this game close for a while. I like Iowa State to win 38-24, but Kansas to cover.
Fair enough. And the weather's going to be a factor, too. Let's get to the NFL, and I am loving some Kansas City Chiefs, particularly after what I saw when they went to Houston last week. And look, I know Merciless and Watt went down early in that game, and that changed all the defense for the Texans. But still, Alex Smith is playing world-class at quarterback. They have found a running back in Hunt. We know what they can do with Travis Kelce and with Tyreek Hill. It's -4 at home against Pittsburgh. Lee, where are you? Because the Steelers seem like they really need this one.
They do, and I've been riding Kansas City big time this year. But this is a desperate Pittsburgh team, and I think you're going to see some bad efforts and still maybe some good efforts. Remember, they beat Kansas City both times last year. In fact, the first game, they were up 29-0 at half en route to that 43-14 win. And Roethlisberger in that game threw for 300 yards and 5 touchdowns, not 5 interceptions like last week. And, you know, when you look at Kansas City, now all of a sudden they've got some injuries at wide receiver, offensive line, and linebacker position. So Pittsburgh has a lot of talent. They have a lot of game breakers here. And I think that they're going to show Kansas City some looks and some defenses that'll give them some problems here. I don't think there's going to be an undefeated team here after Sunday. I like Pittsburgh 24-23.
Outright upset for the Steelers in the NFL pick. Lee Sterling gives us 5 games every week. If you need more, you want more, you should jump on board. 7 straight winning weeks. And Lee, you're releasing some of your big unit plays this weekend. They're 26-5 going back to last November. 3 of them being released on tomorrow's games. Your game of the week is Broncos and Giants. Where can they get involved with everything in Paramount Sports and Lee Sterling?
Well, you can always call me here at the office, 800-400-9741. We'll give you Denver and the Giants on me for free, 800-400-9741. And if you'd like to get the selections, like I said, we've won 7 straight weeks. Don't wait until I've won 11 or 12 straight weeks to jump on board. 7 games on Saturday, including 3 of these 30 to 35 unit selections, which are 26-5 dating back to November. So this is the time to get involved. 7 games. Just $77. It's all available. ParamountSports.com.
It's always great, Lee, when we have a conversation with you, pal. Have, again, another great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Okay. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, on the Draft House 50 hotline. And he has been on fire, Trent. He really has.
Big numbers, big games this weekend. Jimmy B., an interesting slate of college football. Give me an upset. We know you're a chalk guy. You like to go with favorites. We'll make our official picks later on. But give me a winner both Saturday and Sunday, because I got a ton of them. Now, you know I love underdogs. You know I got a problem with that. Anything jumping off the page, not a team that'll cover, that'll outright win the game.
Okay.
Outright win the game. Give me a dog on each day, Jimmy B. I'm putting you on the spot for once.
Oh, man. Outright win. Let me look at this here real quick. Outright win. Indiana's got a chance against Michigan.
Mm.
They really do. After what I saw with that offense, Michigan's got issues. Is O'Korn playing? Have you heard? Have they gone back to the other QB? Or is O'Korn playing at QB? Have you heard on that game?
Yeah, it'll be O'Korn.
That would be
Wilton Spate's out for a couple more weeks still. Yeah.
He is out. Spate's out for a few more weeks.
Yep.
I'm going to take Indiana to win.
You got the Hoosiers, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know why? Because I saw how well they played Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Trent, they were in that game all the way until about 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And then they just couldn't keep up. That's when they fell apart. But Indiana can move the football. They'll throw it all over the yard. And I don't know if Michigan can, score 35 points to stay in that game and win. So if you were going to ask me in the Big Ten, I'll roll with Indiana at home against Michigan.
Be careful there. Richard Lagow might be dinged up. We'll see on that one.
Uh-oh.
But all right. Uh-oh. I can buy that. They played well against the Wolverines the last couple of years, lost in overtime.
Yes.
A couple of years ago, it was another tight one last year. So I can buy that one, getting more than a touchdown, absolutely. I like K-State this weekend. I think they can beat TCU straight up. I was telling Lee, he's a big Miami Hurricane fan. His daughter is on the dance team there. And he agreed with me. He said, trouble spot for the Hurricanes this week. I love Georgia Tech this weekend. So there's a couple. I mean, we both could see Texas maybe pulling the upset there. It just with no ranked matchups this weekend, Jimmy B, it feels like something crazy could happen. That we could.
Yeah.
Maybe nothing as monumental as Iowa State's upset, but we see a lot of those teams in the mid-range. You getting knocked off, something along that. Certainly could see that. How about the NFL on Sunday? Any upsets jumping off the page to you? Lee Sterling gave us Pittsburgh, and I'll tell you, I absolutely agree with Lee. I think Pittsburgh not only can cover the four, I think they're going to beat Kansas City. I don't know what it is. Bounce back and just all that negativity surrounding the Steelers. I think they have a big effort. Anything else that you like out there pulling the outright upset?
Let me survey here just a little bit. No, New York Giants are not going to go to Denver and beat Denver. That's not going to happen.
They're not
going to
score.
No, they won't. No, they're throwing to guys like you and me. They don't have any wide receivers at all. None.
Jets aren't peaking New England.
I'm not going to do that. Is Tampa Bay winning at Arizona? Would that be a small upset?
No, they're favored.
Oh, they are? Yeah. Wow. Okay. Man. Geez, the only thing that would be shocking is if the Jets beat New England.
That'd be a shocker. But I'm asking you to call one.
You are. I hate it when you do that.
And he can't do it. It's all right, Jimmy B. It's all right. We'll come back on the other side. We'll see if anything pops up.
Putting a lot of pressure on me here.
I shouldn't do that. Too much pressure on a Friday. We'll come back to 5 o'clock hour right around the corner. We got Wolfgang stopping by. We're talking Cubs, Hawkeyes, Cyclones, and more with him. And then our picks coming up a little bit later on in the program. The 5 o'clock hour next. Here on Jimmy B and TC.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
And Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Boom.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Sponsored by Target. Trick out your Halloween at Target with costumes, candy, decor, and more. With scary good prices every week. Target run and done.
There are over 4 million miles of roads across America. On them are over 47 million Ford vehicles. And the best people to keep them safe? The 35,000 Ford specialists armed with the right parts, tools, and training. No one knows your Ford better than Ford and Ford Service.
Now get a $50 rebate by mail on any Motorcraft brake service when you use the Ford Service credit card. Subject to credit approval, taxes extra, rebate by prepaid debit card, pads or shoes on most vehicles, one axle, exclusions apply. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 12/31/17.
Staples has solutions to keep your tech and data safe and protected, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to shred hundreds of sensitive documents into millions of tiny pieces. The confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Secure your data and protect your business with help from Staples. And now at Staples, get a free security check for your PC. Staples, it's pro time. Visit a store or go to staples.com/security. Ends 10/28, in-store only. See associate for details.
What if hiring could be easier, less time-consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/build. That's ZipRecruiter.com/build. ZipRecruiter.com/build.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Dave Ramsey, talking about your money and your life.
You can do this. You know, that really is the message. Whether you've got $270,000 in student loan debt or $27,000, whether you've got a $50,000 income or a $500,000 income.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 9 till noon, sponsored by Mediacom Careers.
Count it down.
3, 2, 1. Woo!